Przycki is taking a multi-year approach to budgeting and says that shows if nothing is done, the city faces dire consequences.
The budget office's first draft of a four-year budget plan, with no cuts and no revenue enhancements, revealed what could reasonably be called a budget crisis, a combined $54 million deficit over 4 years.
So Przycki is seeking a 7.5% property tax increase in his $154.1 million budget. He also wants to trim $2.5 million in spending by eliminating 29 vacant city jobs, including 16 firefighter positions and 5 police patrol jobs. He says the loss of those fire and police jobs won't affect public safety if the city changes how it deploys them. For firefighters, that would involve a shift change.
The current 24-hour, 72-hour shift is highly inefficient. It is also one source of our acute overtime problem, and since fire has the highest incidence of sick time, it seems to encourage excessive sick time use.
Przycki is also asking for a 4% rate increase as part of his $71 million water and sewer budget. And while his plan has no money for new programs or initiatives, Przycki is touting a new neighborhood stabilization program that will use current city and state resources to address blight. The program will launch with a pilot neighborhood to be announced in the next few weeks. Tom Byrne, Delaware Public Media.